Hello.
Welcome.
Episode 7.
It is.
We're not going to say it. We're not going to say it.
Hold our tongues.
We're not.
Okay.
Right.
So.
How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Nice and warm in my house today. It's all good. What about you?
Okay. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I've got the heating on full blast, obviously, because it's like Arctic conditions out there. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Have you seen all the snowstorms and stuff? Everyone's showing their snowy pictures on Instagram like it's something great.
I have. North of England has been terrorised by snow, apparently. So I'm very glad that I live in London right now.
Yeah.
Not about snow life. I don't like snow. Do you like snow?
Oh, it's... Do you know what? It's pretty. It's pretty to look at from inside with a glass of mulled wine, with a little, obviously a little extra tipple in there, like Jack Daniels or a bit of brandy. And you look at the pretty snow from the inside, which is why I've been skiing once, but I wasn't really keen on going skiing. If I'm going skiing... I'm not skiing. I'm going to the snow lodge or whatever it's called.
Sitting in front of the fire.
With my mulled wine.
With your moon boots. Because it's all about aesthetic rather than actually taking part.
Of course. It's all about the snow bunny look. I'm just a snow bunny. And then go to the sauna.
Yeah. I like this.
I couldn't. That's another reason why I could definitely not live up north with the Arctic conditions. And just, it's like those kind of places where you go to a restaurant or something and then you come out and there's just covered in snow.
Not about that. No, never. That's not the life for me at all.
Never.
So yeah, nice and cozy in the house and not partaking in snow sports.
Yeah. But saying that, price of gas and electricity's like gone up. Has yours gone up?
I am one of those people who's been affected by this whole energy provider going bust things. So I am a Bulb customer, and I
a who?
Bulb, who no longer exist because they've gone bust.
Oh, so ours has too. I wonder if we're with the same people.
Well, are you with Bulb?
I don't know. Danny sorts out that.
Okay.
See, if you watched me on Super Scrimper Super Savers, then you would have known that I don't pay attention to utility bills.
Okay.
He does it.
Okay. Yes. Okay. But the other finances you're on top of?
No. I don't know. God forbid if he died tomorrow, I would have to start doing bins and all of that jazz, including everything. So we have folders in case each other dies, whatever. I have to log into that. Okay. I don't tell him, but I don't know how to log into all of the things.
Mate,
he's given me like a password.
Yeah. But you know where that is, right? You know where the password is?
No. But anyways, Bulb,
who no longer exists, are my energy provider, were my energy provider. And they have sent me out an email saying that, don't worry, your energy's not going to be affected and your prices are going to stay the same. They've been fixed. So I am hoping there's going to be no price increases anytime soon. Everything's been capped and I'm just waiting to find out who I'm going to be transferred to.
Oh.
As are you, so probably.
Well, ours went up last month. It doubled. And that wasn't based on usage. Yeah, they were just like, so, peeps, it's going to go up. So we're literally paying double the amount for electricity and double the amount for gas. And then, like this week, we got... So they're closing down. But don't worry, guys. The government's going to take over. You'll still be getting your stuff.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the heating and electricity we're still using.
Yeah.
Because I'm not... Babes. It's like when you hear pensioners that can't afford fuel and stuff. That's not... I can't... No.
Yeah.
I need heat. I'm not built for this weather.
Not at all. It's like in the car. Like, I love going into the car because I can just turn the heat up to whatever temperature I like. Like, it's on a constant 25 in the car. 25 degrees. That is what I'm driving at. Not a centigrade below. But not everyone in my household can cope with that. They sometimes like want to crack a window open, tell me stuffy, like whatever. I'm not hearing that. I want to be warm.
No, babes. Yeah. No.
So, okay. Yeah.
Well, for anyone that noticed our new pictures, well, we took some pictures when we went to Winter Wonderland. We actually went. You lost your V plates, babes.
Yeah, I've never been before. Never, ever been. Always wanted to. Get FOMO anytime those pictures come out this time of year.
Aww. Now you've got your own.
I do have my own. So thank you, sweetheart, for taking me introducing me to WW Life.
Yeah.
It's all right. Well,
it was. Are you going to take the kids? Because I'm going to go back and take the family.
Yeah. So I am, I think I'm going to have to do a bit of saving first. Like maybe cut back on a couple of takeouts. Because it is expensive, not going to lie.
It's expensive.
And with kids, even more so. So, I think we'll go. We will go. When I came home, because I didn't tell the girls that I was going. And when I came home, I don't know who let the cat out of the bag. Somebody said it. And my youngest heard it. She was like, what? Where did you go? What? Super outraged. I probably am going to have to take them.
But, oh my gosh.
So you're going to go back with your lot. But they go every year, right? You take them?
No. Well, not every. We've been most years. And I've been with Danny on my own before. It's quite a nice Christmassy kind of thing to do. But it is cold. It's very cold.
Yeah.
And I don't like rides. We're not really rides kind of people, but we go anyway. And as I said to you, I pointed out all the things I wasn't going to go on. And there was only like a couple of things that I would.
Yeah.
I don't do roller coasters. I don't do things that go in the air and the sky.
You're missing out, Sarita. Seriously.
I am not. I'm not missing out on dying. No. with my anxiety, I'd have to have diazepam, Valium, to get on one of them rides and survive. I'd have a heart attack mid-air. I would. And I'd just be dangling there. Like, you know those... I love watching them. You know those, you're in a ball and they shoot you up in the air and you see two people sitting there and they're all like, oh, I would be the one that would faint. So I'm all floppy and then wake up again and be like, we're still in the sky. Oh, and then fall. Yeah, that would be me. You don't want to see that. I don't want to see it.
I love it. I can't believe how you don't.
Do you know what? I used to when I was a... I want to say I did when I was a kid. I went on a few things when I was a kid. So the last scariest ride I went on, I think it was Iron Napa, and I was kind of forced by one of my friends to go on it. So it was some rickety ride, and you know when it's like just on a seaside or a beach, and it looks well old. So it was this like spinning carriage thing that you're in, but on a Ferris wheel. So you're spinning, 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 going round. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And it was hideous.
But it was hideous. Probably and going at like 2 miles an hour or something. Is it like really slow?
It was going very fast. But also, because it was a quiet evening, it finished. And I was like, thank God, I'm going to get off. I nearly died. Again, they were like, should we go again? And my friends were like, yeah. And I was like, get me off, get me off, get me off.
To go again?
Yes, they wouldn't let me get off. The man thought it was hilarious. So obviously I've got trauma from that and they've never gone.
Oh.
So let me stick to the waltzes. Okay. Love, come spin me round.
Yeah. And the caterpillar ride that the five-year-olds go on.
Yes, I will do a nice... Yeah. So, if we're at Chessington, the little boats that go round.
Okay.
Which my children would...
Teacup and saucer, would you do that? Or is that a bit too reckless?
It's a bit too kiddie-kiddie.
Oh.
It's a bit too kiddie-kiddie, yeah. I like speed, but, like, low speed. Like, so we went on... What was it? The ski... The ski thing.
Yeah, snow ski. I want to snow ski, yeah. Or snow jet, something like that.
Yeah, I like a good snow jet and a waltzer. But also, I like ghost trains.
Oh, goodness me.
Those are actually my favourite. And for the audience that are listening, C refused to go on the haunted house ride thing.
It's pointless. It's a waste of a ride.
See, that's how I feel about the teacups.
No, but at least with the teacups, you can spin the wheel and it makes you spin really fast. And you're like, whizzy, woo-wee, wee.
Don't you feel sick?
I love it. I love to feel sick on a ride. That heightens the pleasure.
Just feeling. So I like to be scared.
No, but I like that heightens too. I like that too. Mm. Scared.
Oh, my God.
And excitement. Yeah, go on.
So speaking of which, I think our next trip, we should do London Tombs. Oh,
I've never done that before.
So it's basically, okay, so you know the London, it's called the London Experience. The London Tombs are in the London Experience.
Okay, right.
Do you know what that is?
So is this like dungeons, London Dungeons?
Yeah, so I think it was made after London Dungeons. London Dungeons was like the only thing.
Okay.
So imagine London Dungeons, but you learn about, I think it's like the plague. Mm. And the Fire of London,
okay,
which is basically London Dungeons, right? Isn't that what you? No one who goes to London Experience just goes for that. So Halloween we went, and they were doing some kiddie things, so we took all the kids. We went, and then you do that little history bit. Get the history bit out the way. Then you've got a choice to go into the London Tombs. Right. Because it was a kiddie day, we thought maybe it's going to be less scary. It's going to be a bit more PG, like Ghostbuster-y type thing.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Oops.
So we went into the London Tombs. You have to walk around. There's zombies jumping out at you. There's people screaming, like weird clown zombie type people. Man with a chainsaw. I shouldn't really be saying too much because it's totally spoiling it. There's blood everywhere, like
this is a
makeshift
experience.
Well, they see, and this is the thing. They did say, right, it's gonna be scary. Kids don't have to go in. So you don't have to do it. You could stay outside and then end the experience.
Right.
Ziggy said yes.
Okay.
And they made a point. They said, once you're in, you can't come back out.
Yeah.
So, bless him, 7-year-old, 2 seconds in, he was like, oh, it's too much. And I was like, I'm sorry, babes, can't take you out. So I was walking around holding him and holding his eyes and like, I'm sorry, Ziggy, I've made this a very traumatic experience, but you did it. Well done.
Oh, bless him. Okay, yeah, so, we'll do that at some point.
Yeah, but it was a bit different because of COVID restrictions. They can't get too close to you. They can't just come in your face and scream,
right,
which is a bit boring. Yeah, but we should do that. I think it would be quite fun. Mm-hmm. If it was adults only, they probably would just go ham.
Yeah, yeah, I'm up for that, definitely.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, so I'm sure that isn't what the ghost train at Winter Wonderland would
have no, been like. It's a lot tamer than that.
Yeah.
It's a lot tamer.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anyone is interested in going to Winter Wonderland, it is on until the 3rd of January. But the only thing that was different this time, so see, you don't usually have to book. We had to book, and I think that was to do with COVID restrictions.
Yes.
So obviously, less people going in, because it's usually proper crowded.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite nice not to have so many people there, because then you don't have to queue for so long either.
Yeah, because we got an early ticket, right?
So, yes.
We were there with a very, very few people right at the start. It did get a little bit busier as we were leaving, but I can only imagine what it would have been like if it wasn't staggered entrance.
Heaving. But it is nice. It's a nice, like, you can, like I said, family orientated thing.
Yeah.
When I spoke to my sister, like, do you want to come? She's like, ugh. Isn't that like what you do with partners? So I was like, well, I guess I have with Danny, but a lot of people do it for like date nights and stuff like that.
Yeah, not my idea.
So even, well, you and Eddie on on roller coasters together.
Yeah, I'll go in summer to like Thorpe Park or something. Not for a date with Eddie. Yeah, I'd do
that. You would go to Thorpe Park for a date?
I would.
Really?
Without the kids. That would be incredible.
Wow. Really?
Yes, Thorpe Park, if you're listening. Oh. Yes, completely.
Okay. Well, like, you do that. You do that.
Yeah.
And me and Danny, I'll find some kind of horror thing, which he would hate.
Yeah.
And I'll put him through some kind of zombie apocalypse type thing. We're very different, aren't we? You Thorpe Park, me zombie apocalypse. Like Walking Dead.
I'd do that too, type though. Of thing. I'll do that with you, and I'll do the horror, the thrill and excitement with Eddie.
Speaking of the Walking Dead... COVID has rebranded.
Hasn't it?
You're listening to the Women Who Rebrand podcast. Honest and humorous conversations all about the natural and individual transitional phases people experience to grow, start over, or rebrand to become their most authentic selves. Hosted by former mummy bloggers Sarita Fontaine and Chioma Olalei, and guest featuring professional rebranders. You can find us on Instagram at Women Rebranded.
COVID, or as it's now known, Omarion. Oh! No.
Not you too.
No. It's not Omarion, is it? That is what it's being called in the Twitter sphere. It's Omicron. I keep wanting to say Omnicron because I think that sounds better than Omicron. Omicron.
I keep on want to say like Megatron. It sounds like a Megatron. Transformer.
It's some kind of dystopian, like new age thing. I just think Mad Max, Terminator. That's the kind of landscape I'm envisaging Omicron in.
Yes, it's right? Very technical, which is why I think so many people like conspiracies. It's conspiratorial. You know, I can never say big words. I think it was a bad move naming it this because it does sound very techie, which is like Terminator and all these people that think that, you know, you get your jab and they've put a chip inside you and it's all metal.
Yeah, it's playing like, into that, isn't it?
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
So Omicron, Omarion, Megatron, whatever you want to call it, has taken over our lives, and we're all back in masks now, aren't we? It's illegal now not to wear a mask if you're going to shops on the...
Well, it's actually illegal, as in law.
It's illegal, yeah. So I heard on the news this morning there were a few people who've been fined. Well, a few hundred people have been fined.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wow.
Mask up, kids. Mask up.
Mm. Wow, that's mad. But also, okay, you know, I'm not a we should have got a scientist on the show. Oh, that would have been good. Just because I don't really understand, like, how does it change? Does it change when it goes into someone's body and it does something, then it then transfers onto someone else because it's changed? How? That's why, I mean, it sounds like a Transformer too. It's just done that. That's the noise it makes when it's gone into someone's body.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how does it work?
I hope that is a rhetorical question because I do not have the answer for you. I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
I've got no idea how it works. You're right. We need science. We need science.
We need science, but not Boris, because he'll just lie to us and say something ridiculous. Like, oh, yeah, it came from where? It came from France or something.
Oh,
and
dear.
It's got nothing to do with us and it's not going to come. Then, lo and behold, today, there's 22, which isn't really a lot. Because if I got, like, 22 marks out of 1,000, I wouldn't be very happy on a test. But 22 people... have confirmed Megatron COVID. I'm going to run them. I'm going to say them in the UK. So I'm going to say them really quick. Bexley, are you near there?
No.
Brentwood, again round the corner from me, as we spoke about last week. Towie, beware Brentwood. Chiltern, Haringey, Lambeth, Lancaster. Oh, see, be careful of Megatron. Liverpool, Newham. Oh. That's like Croydon-ish, isn't it? Or not?
That's East London. Newham is East, Croydon is South.
Oh. Norfolk, Nottingham, Oxfordshire, yeah, Cambridge.
There's a number of cases. You said 22 cases in all of these places. So there's like one person in each of these locations who's got Megatron.
Yeah. Yeah. Spelthorne, Sutton. I know people near there. Three Rivers, Wandsworth, Barnet, Buckingham. This just sounds like, I'm not even going to read the rest of the list, because this just sounds like the whole of the UK. What's going on?
Patient zero in all of these locations is going to just spread it like wildfire.
Literally. Mm. And you think, okay. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee another
Christmas
lockdown? Do you? What do you think?
You know what? They might try it. I wouldn't put anything past them. But I don't think the UK is going to have it. I just don't think people are going to stick to a lockdown over Christmas. They tried it with us last year. More or less complied. More or less.
Mm.
We were told, do what we're telling you and you're going to be all right. We've done it. We're not all right. It's not going to happen. People are going to go nuts if they try it.
But what... The thing is, it's like the advice is, so guys, we're trusting you to be good and to listen.
Use your common sense.
And if you listen... use your common sense. If you listen, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody listens because the majority don't listen in this country. And then we go into lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But it's annoying because I'm one of the ones that listen.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is living their lives not listening. And then we go into lockdown. So I'm like, I was good and I still have to have a lockdown.
Mm.
What is that?
It's like when your teacher tells you at school, like, right, class, I don't want to hear a word from you. I don't want to hear a single word. And then you've got that one naughty kid who's like sitting there biting their tongue and they can't do it anymore. So they're like, yeah. And then the teacher's right. Everyone's staying in at play. Everyone is staying in at play. That is what it's like for you,
it's
I imagine.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. For me. Whereas you would have made the noise. And then I would have laughed. You would have made the noise. I would have laughed. Then we'd get extra detentions, but then the class just has to stay in. I always used to get in trouble for laughing. And I was like, but I wasn't even the rude one. They just made me, I can't help not.
Involuntary. It is a reflex, involuntary action, totally.
Yes. Can't control it. I should put that in my bio. I laugh a lot. I like to laugh, but a lot of things make me laugh, and it's not my fault.
I'm with you. I am so with you. And unfortunately for us, we have quite loud laughs that we can't hide very well.
Right. So imagine if we caught COVID from laughing. Game over, babes. Well, you never know. The way this Transformer's going on, it's going to start working on traits. So you over there who laughs too much, it's your time.
You're going down.
You're going down. Bedridden. Do you know what?
What?
Saying in terms of these new cases and Omi Megatron, I'd like to know how many of those people were actually double vaccinated. Because, to be fair, I haven't actually read anything, but it would be interesting. And I haven't actually seen anything to say that they have or haven't, but I guess it's just hard, isn't it? Because there are so many conspiracies, and unfortunately, our government... They just don't tell the truth. They literally just say lies as fact.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are they allowed to do that?
I really don't know. I really genuinely don't know. And this is turning a little bit political, so I'm quite conscious of that. But I just find it so ridiculous that we are being asked to do things by a government who we know, or by a prime minister who we know has got a history of lying, has got a history of just not being a decent human being, has like got all of these bad things that he's done in his past, but now we're expected to like listen to him and live our lives based on what he's telling us to do. So I don't know, it doesn't sit right with me, and I know that's the way that a number of other people feel. So maybe if we had someone else in leading us, the country, it would be different. Who knows? But it's a tough one right now. It's a tough one. Stay safe.
It's a good point. It's a good point because, as I said, if someone who was actually trustworthy and told us things, then I think maybe more people would listen. Because it's so, yeah, because when we were in lockdown, all these, well, I say all of these, there was only, what, the guy that we spoke about that wrote in to us about having a full affair
and kissing,
lipsing. That's what the kids call, or used to call it back in the 90s. They probably don't even know what lipsing is. Lipsing his co-worker during a panic. So he could have blatantly just given her COVID.
He could have.
And that so was that was number one.
The tip of the iceberg, Sarita, because what did we find out this week? We find out? That there was a Christmas party at number 10 last year. A Christmas party. Well, we were being told, no Christmas parties, guys. Cancel your plans, guys.
Hold on. Wait. No. We were in lockdown last Christmas.
They were stringing us along for bubbles. A while, and then they talked about bubbles, but it was only in the same like household, because that's why you couldn't go and spend Christmas at your parents or your siblings or your cousin's house or whatever. But just before Christmas, there was a party, according to what's been reported in the media over the past 24 hours, where around 40 to 50 people were cavorting, drinking, having a fun old time, while the rest of us were being told you need to like have a maximum of, what was it, 6, 8? I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
So what, they just, all of them just got together?
They all had a part. Oh, I don't know the ins and outs, but young Mr. Keir Starmer heard a bit about it, raised it at in Parliament the other day, and Boris has denied it or whatever. Said it was within the restrictions at the time, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not sure. I'm not so sure about this.
Not being funny, though.
Yeah.
Was it necessary for them to have a party? I mean, it's not friends and it's not family. So it's like work colleagues. It's like your work. Let's have a Christmas party. Was it really that necessary? Like, it's a Christmas party. Come on. It's like,
I'm with you.
The best? I'm not even getting FOMO from that, to be honest.
A Downing Street Christmas party.
Yeah. Would you not just prefer to break the rules for your actual friends, not work colleagues? And this is what I mean. They're just so... Not only do they lie, but they're doing rubbish things and breaking the rules. It's not even like they went to Disneyland or something, or hired out Winter Wonderland. It's like, guys, put on Winter Wonderland just for us. Yeah. No.
It wasn't anywhere near as exciting. 40 or 50 people in a cramped room in Downing Street.
Yeah. Eating little finger sandwiches and being very British. They probably didn't even play Cardi B. I bet they didn't even play Cardi B.
What would have been on the playlist at this party?
Oh, some dead tunes, like 1960s Christmas hymns.
Christmas hymns and stuff.
Well, it's a Christmas party, so it's like... Or just really terrible... You know how... oh, what's that song? The New York. Yeah. I bet they played that on full blast.
Yeah, obviously, because that gets played at the Christmas party. Yeah.
But because it's the UK government, I bet you they didn't even have the what's it called? When you, the censored version, and I bet you they turned it up on the F word. They turned it up on the F word. I bet you. I'm going to bet you.
Is there an explicit version of that song?
Yeah, it says the F word, babe.
Really? I don't listen to it enough.
Da, 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 da. You cheap. Da, da, da. I can't remember the actual lyrics 100%. But they say the F word, which is obviously very not... Do you know which F word? Not swear word, as in derogatory term, against LGBTQ. That F word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
and there was whole controversy about taking that out and people saying, no, but we should leave it in because it's our history. Or whatever. Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is what I mean. Some things are very problematic. And like our government, like I said, they probably played it. I'm going to go out on a limb if this was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And the last question was, did they play the censored version or not?
Yeah.
And they turned it up when they said the F word. Boris turned it up.
Afterwards.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did. But yeah, no, I'm not about like breaking rules. You know me, I'm not really a breaking the rules type of person.
No, you're not. You are not.
Surprisingly.
You're very
compliant. I know. I'm very safe.
Given that you've got green hair, you've got piercings all up and down the place.
Tattoos!
Yeah, how could I forget? Yeah, it's like you are many things in one. Don't judge a book by its cover, peeps. Do not.
I know, it's true. It's true. Like, people that I meet, they're like, well, obviously you're a bit sassy. I'm like, babes, I'm really not. I don't do rides. I'm very safe. I look both ways when I cross the road.
Yeah.
Stranger danger. I'm paying attention to that. At the gym, I do have a locker. I would never put my... I wouldn't even leave my coat out, see?
What?
Not even.
Do you bring your own padlock to the gym?
Of course I do.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, I'm very... And this is the thing. I follow all the rules. I'm really good. And then I'm... Do you know what it is, though? Because
is
I know the moment I do not, the very moment I'm like, Sarita, let's do something naughty.
You're going to get caught.
Yes.
You're going to pay the consequences.
Yeah, I would. I'd end up in prison for, like, for getting a pick and mix, filling it up, paying for it, and then walking past and putting one little shrimp in there. And they're going to be like, babes, you stole that penny sweet. Now you're going to prison for 22 years. That would be me. I can't be naughty. And I, throughout school, again, I was the one that laughed. I wasn't naughty or anything. Who's on report? Who is on report? Who's getting sent out of classrooms because I laughed?
No, that's not fair. That
isn't
fair.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised
this is why I don't
that
do
you're
right.
still so compliant given that, because I think I would have rebelled. I would have just taken all of that and just done what the hell I want to do. Throwing caution to the wind. Been
Eek,
a real rebel.
That makes me very nervous. Ruckle, I'm nauseous. I would be, a mess. Oh. A mess. Maybe as I get older, I might loosen up and do naughty things like cross the road. No, because I get run over. I was going to say cross the road without looking.
Oh, no, that's silly. That's not even being like naughty. That's just being really
I don't
reckless.
Even know what naughty things are anymore. Like...
Oh, gosh. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Not wearing a mask? Let me... Yeah. So, that would happen. I would get a thing.
You'd be the one. You'd get fined. And you'd probably do it just as they're bringing in, as you say... prison sentences for non-compliance and you'd get carded off.
God.
But would you do something like this, right?
What?
So, say you're at an event, obviously COVID-compliant event, and
of course.
There was a lady going around with, or a man, or a somebody
in non-gender between. Specific yes. person
carrying a tray of drinks, and they came up to you and they offered you a tray, they offered you a drink, and then you took one, and then somebody else, another man, woman, or somewhere in between, came with a tray of drinks and offered you a drink. Like, would you take one, given that you'd already just taken one from the person who was offering just before?
That's not being naughty.
If it was a one drink policy.
Oh, see, why are you giving me anxiety? Okay, so I would definitely have to think about it.
Yeah.
One drink policy. Mm-hmm. Am I at an event on my own? Number one. This is how my brain
works. You're on your own.
So I'm on my own. Yeah, so I could never say, I got it for this person who doesn't drink.
No.
Okay. Did people see me take one drink
you
already?
You were standing with a group of people who you had met earlier that evening. So they don't really know you well, but they've known you for a few moments.
The thing is, I don't even know why I'm asking you all these things, because I would comply and I would only take one. I'd be like, I'm really sorry. I would apologise and be like, I'm really sorry. I've already taken one. But thank you so much. Thank you. This is me. Why do I get into trouble? It's not cute. It's annoying. I do need to rebel. How do I rebel?
This is a good question.
Not go out. No, if I rebelled against this COVID stuff, I'd just get COVID and I'd be really annoyed with myself. Because have you had COVID?
No.
Or are you one of these people that think you had COVID? Because before COVID came out, December, January, there was something going around and we definitely had COVID.
So I kind of...
I knew it.
Yeah. But no, I totally did. So how could I forget? Yeah, so December 2019... I was struck down, and it wasn't normal flu. It wasn't.
Here we go.
But we didn't know about COVID at that point. So I was just like, oh my God, I'm really sick. I couldn't do anything. I'm not the kind of person who gets sick. I don't get sick and then like just lie down. I'm always somebody who can power through. I need to get stuff done. Like, what's her face? When they got Brexit done. Theresa May. Wasn't she the one who
You're comparing yourself... Done? You're comparing yourself to Theresa May, but complaining that I said you're very BBC. Make it make sense, please.
Okay, let's rewind. Let's edit that bit out. Anyway, so I get stuff done. I don't lie down. I'm not sick for nothing. But this took me out. I was out and
for how long?
Down for probably a good couple of weeks, and then I had that cough. I had the cough afterwards, and
maybe
I
did get COVID.
I think it was. I genuinely do think it was. I had a lingering cough, and it lasted for absolutely weeks.
Oh, it's a shame. Well, maybe it does exist. Again, we need a scientist. I was going to say, if you've had COVID, so is there a test that you can take to see if you've ever had COVID?
I think the antibodies only stay in your system for so long. So it will tell you... Listen, now you're getting into the science. I don't know.
I want to know.
No, I'm not a government advisor, love. I'm just telling you what I've heard. This is
We need to start getting guests
told
on.
Someone who told me. Yeah, we do. Ooh. So,
Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend.
Exactly.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think I have. But I haven't had it since then.
Okay. Well, I too was one of those people that thought I had COVID before COVID came, because again, I think it was January that I got it, because I ended up in A&E because of chest pains. It was really difficult to breathe. So yeah. And then it was kind of flu symptoms, chest pains. Mm-hmm. They just said stress and go home, as they always do when they don't know what's wrong with you. The doctors are terrible.
Yep.
Any type of thing costs too much to test, just go home with stress. So yeah, I had that, and that was for about a week, but then I did actually proper get COVID. But I had long COVID where it like affected my memory. I had memory loss.
Oh God, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did
a pod, so our visual podcast. And I think we were on the phone or on Zoom for about 3 hours chit-chatting, drinking, having a wild time. Yeah, it was an extended session. It went on for absolutely ages. And I was like, God, Samantha said she wasn't feeling very well, but like she's doing good. Like, let's just keep rolling with it. And then, wow. Like, I don't know, was it the next day or a few days later? I was talking to you about stuff that we'd done or we talked about, and you had no recollection whatsoever of like 90% of that conversation.
I didn't. It was so mad. And then when I was editing it, breaking it down, it was like watching it for the very first time as an audience. I know. It's like cracking up, looking at, I'm like, this was a good episode.
She's good.
Well done, ladies. I know. So yeah, I think the memory loss with the COVID, that was the worst for me, because it was like having, I can't really compare it to Alzheimer's or anything like that, because I don't know what that feels like.
That.
Yeah, but it was like horrendous. It's very scary. Not having your memory. It's really weird. And just, I can't remember. I was going to say, I think it's just like simple things. So it's not even like leaving your phone and not knowing where it is. It's like, I don't remember what happened 10 minutes ago, let alone yesterday. I don't know what day it is.
Crazy.
I don't know anything. Yeah. So I would hate to get COVID again. The food thing. I lost my sense of taste.
Yeah,
that was annoying, because I like my food, and if you can't taste food, what is the point? I know we need it to survive,
sis,
but
so I don't have enjoyable sympathy for any of you people who had a transitory loss of smell or taste, because
why?
I have been suffering for years without 100% smell or taste. Suffering, I told you. Yeah.
Listen to this, viewers. Listen to this, listeners.
Right, so, story time. I had about, what was it, just over 10 years ago, I had what I thought was, and I'm sure I've told this story, so apologies if you've heard it before, but I had what I thought was hay fever while I was pregnant with my second. And so just coughing, spluttering, sneezing, all of that kind of stuff, runny nose. It was standard. I've had hay fever for many, many years. Went in to have the child. It was an emergency C-section. Could smell as well as you can when you're afflicted with hay fever. When I went in for the emergency C-section, when I came out, couldn't smell a goddamn thing. Like,
suspicious.
Literally nothing. I had That's this
suspicious.
Baby. Very suspicious. Put the baby to my nose to smell her new baby milky goodness, and could smell nothing.
No, they robbed you.
So, and I thought, okay, it's probably the drugs. When they come out of my system, I'll be fine. But no, I was not. So, for nearly 11 years now, I have had a reduced sense of taste and smell. It started off like zero. It's gradually over the years come back. I'd say it's probably around 40-50% of what it was before. And you know, when you're pregnant, you're hyper sensitive to smell. Like, you can smell stuff that's happening 60 miles away.
Like, that's why you get like morning sickness.
Yeah.
Smelling sausages for me was disgusting.
Right. So to go from that to not be able to smell anything was just a real head F. And to make things worse, I couldn't smell nice things like newborn baby smells, but I could smell horrible things like poo and farts. Like, what's that about?
That's such a Mickey take.
I know. So someone was playing silly beggars with me. So yeah, I've been suffering for years. So you lot who say, oh, I lost my sense of smell and taste, COVID, whatever.
I mean, one person's tragedy does not override someone else's, see?
In this case,
come
it
on.
Does. It kind of does.
Well, I mean, come on.
Welcome to Amari Me, the home for naturals. If you're looking for a 100% natural hair and skincare product line that are cruelty-free and vegan-friendly, UK-based, but ships worldwide with luxurious formulations and beautifully handmade items, then you've come to the right place. Because we cater for all skin types, all porosity types, curl patterns and straight strands, male, female and child. Something here for everyone. Just good, clean ingredients that actually work. Why not pop over to www.amareme.com? That's amare-me.com.
So in terms of COVID, do you know what? I'm going to make the call. It'd be good if I made the call and I was right, because I would totally come back to the archives and be like, play this. Sarita was right. Sarita was right. I think we're going to have some kind of lockdown because we're coming up to Christmas, and what they usually do, and I'm right every time, they base it around school holidays. Have you noticed? So the kids have a holiday and then are like, what we're going to do is extend the kids' half term or whatever, because they did it every time. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So I reckon we'll break up from school, for those who are parents of young little children or guardians, and then maybe we'll go back to school a little bit later. What do you think? Or they're just going to cancel New Year's Eve. They'll let everyone have their Christmas and be like, everyone be good.
Yeah.
Be good and listen. Use common sense.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, you did not use common sense.
Now you're going to be punished.
So now you are grounded and no one gets to go out on New Year's Eve now, because he can't trust you.
Oh, no. You're making some very good points.
Mm. Of course. Man. I only make good points.
Oh.
Why are you even surprised?
I don't know.
Right?
I'm kind of with you. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I think it might.
Yeah. Aww. Well, of course I'm hoping that it doesn't happen, because we got lives to live, man. I know we're in a pandemic, but we cannot be placed on hold for another year. Let me out of this purgatory.
I've got things to do.
Please. It's robbed 2 years. It's been 2 years, right?
It has or been one. Almost 2 years. Yeah. Almost 2 years. Because when I had COVID, it was December 2019. Yeah. 2 years ago, I had COVID. But I didn't know what it was. Didn't know it was COVID.
Well, when did they start saying about COVID properly? Like January,
March.
February?
No, we got locked down the first time in March. So it must have been around, January. Yeah,
so was it like January, February, when we were like looking at Italy hanging out of their balconies, and we were like God,
what's that?
How can you not go out? How can I tell you that you can't leave your house? Are you mad? Are you dumb?
They were queuing in the supermarkets, and we were like, what kind of third world is this? Blech.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Boris laughing at Europe or whatever, and which he's doing again now, because that's, well, what in the world? We can just seamlessly go into there. I was planning a cheeky trip to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Because I do like Amsterdam. Yeah. I like the Dutch people.
Uh-huh.
But apparently that's gone into lockdown.
Oh,
whew. I think it has. Or not. Someone told me it's gone into the red thing.
I thought they were focusing on Africa. Like, literally,
really?
Every single country in
South Africa
is on the red list now.
I did see that some people are like, I'm not going to see my family because I can't go to South Africa. Mm. And I didn't put two and two together. I was just like, you can't afford it. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. Little did I not connect the dots.
It was all
okay. Well, the Netherlands, according to the Independent, the Netherlands is currently seeing a surge in COVID cases because people like me are thinking cheap flights. Let's do a little jaunt, have some fun. So they've got domestic restrictions, which were placed last Friday. And it's affecting popular places like Amsterdam and Rotterdam. Because towns are more like, they're closed down. So there's shops that are closed. Mm. The cafes are closed.
So do people usually go to places like that for Christmas markets? Or is that more Belgium and Germany? Or...
Not necessarily, because that's why I wanted to go. Because I was like, oh, they're like the markets and the Christmassy stuff in Amsterdam. I've never actually gone at Christmas. Mm. You'd have to wrap up because it's well cold. But I wanted to go for like the cute Christmassy experience, like Winterland, Wonderland on steroids. Mm. That's what I would think it was like. Oh. But they do have controversial Christmas traditions like there. Oh, Black Pete! Have you not heard of him? Black Pete!
Wait, is this
someone who blacks up? Swartz Pete. Is the companion of Saint Nicholas.
What?
Traditionally, it's a white person who puts black face on and red lips and a curly black wig.
Right.
And he's like, Saint Nicholas is Santa, Father Christmas, for you people that are unschooled on your history. Yeah, he's a bit of a dumb sidekick. So, he's basically meant to be one of, you know, Black Moors from Spain. So
Othello,
he's
one of the Othello gang. Othello was a Moor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so Othello's black?
Wait, are you... Yes, Othello's black.
Why are you acting like I should know this?
Because it's a whole Shakespeare play about this black guy.
About a black guy?
Yes.
I should watch that play, innit? Let's go to the Globe Theatre. Is that still open? We say next trip. No, I didn't know that. Othello, he's black.
You did.
I don't
that.
Know the story.
You did.
I did not. See, I did not do. Okay, in school, Shakespeare.
You're too busy laughing at
like...
people, like making.
Well,
fools
English
themselves.
Classes were English classes were very funny because we had many funny people in my class. We weren't in the bottom class, obviously. Me in bottom, never. We had funny people, and my English teacher in my leavers book, I did like him, Mr. Skelding.
Mm-hmm.
No, God, no, not Mr. Skelding. I can't remember it. Mr. Skelding was the weird person who just mysteriously left.
Oh.
And none of the teachers said why. Mr. Edgar.
Mr. Edgar.
Mm-hmm. A very tall Scottish man.
Uh-huh.
He wrote in my homework diary, Sarita, you are born idle. Mr. Edgar. And I was like, yay, Mr. Edgar wrote in my homework diary, in my leavers thing. But yeah, we did do...
I'm still reeling. What the heck?
It was a... If you knew Mr. Edgar, it was a compliment. It was a jokey compliment, or it just went over my head. Yeah. But no, my favourite Shakespeare plays, obviously Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked, what's it called? Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm. That was my favourite.
Oh.
No black people in there, from what I can remember.
No. Okay, yeah, that was cute.
But...
I saw that in Regent's Park Open Air Theatre.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, so 2022, I need to go see Othello.
Yes.
Let's be honest, I'm not going to read it. Course not.
No.
Let me find. Is there a film adaptation even
there
better?
There are many film adaptations. Really? Yeah. And do you know what I would say, actually, because I saw Othello, because I love Othello. I saw it at the National, I think it was, and there was that guy from Spooks, whose name I can't remember. He's got the
We're going back now.
Oh, he's been in other stuff since then, but I can't remember what it is.
But to be fair.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's not many black
British
actors, so I'll know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really...
There's only like two recent ones anyways. Like what? The guy that was in Star Wars, Finn, and Attack the Blocks, which I only watched like this year. and the guy from Star Wars.
What?
And someone else.
And Idris
Elba? The guy from Star... No. Oh yeah, but he's old school, isn't it? I'm talking about new generation.
Oh, Adrian Lester. Adrian Lester is his name. He played Othello when I went to see it at the National.
And it was good?
You'll know, it was incredible. They made it a modern version. Obviously it's still using Shakespeare's text.
Yeah.
But they set it in modern times. It was fantastic.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to look up Globe Theatre and see if COVID, if they've got COVID restrictions. Mm. Oh, but COVID, well, the Globe Theatre is all outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it like the round thing? Mm. Oh, maybe you'll save that for summer, babes. Yeah. I'm not going to be like cold and sitting there in the rain.
Yeah.
But it's nearly time to go. We've spoken so much and I have to apologise. I'm a bit like... I haven't spoken to many people for many days and I've had two coffees this morning.
You're hyper.
I am hyper. Aww, I'm hyper. Fine. I'm hyper. Okay. But yeah, I guess for our top tips, I'm going to say get your vaccinations if you can. Get your vaccinations. Boosters. They say to get these boosters. We'll see. I might get my booster next year. Because I haven't kept up with the news. Before it was like, you need a booster if you're high risk. Now they're saying, I think, get boosters because you have to get boosters. Yeah, I missed that memo and was like, what? Yeah, but the booster, I am going to say, just be prepared to be bedridden because I did need a week off. But it's not the same for everybody. Mm. So my top tip is to just book time off, innit? It's a good excuse. I got my booster, therefore. I need to have some time off of work. So, and it's recommended by Sarita, who stayed in bed, slept, woke up, then cried because of the pain. Watched some box. Oh, I did watch You. I watched the whole third season of You.
Oh, I'm in the middle of it now.
So good, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No spoilers.
No, none at all.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So your words of advice are get vaxxed, get the booster. Mm. Right, cool.
And I'll get the booster.
Just do what you got to do, girl.
I know. What are you going to do?
I am going to make sure that I'm supporting my immune system in additional ways. So, garlic and ginger are your friends. I don't know if you do this, but you can just like chop up a little bit of garlic and add a little bit of chopped ginger, hot water, down that. Bob's your uncle.
See, how you doing this, man?
Sometimes it's got to be done. It's just got to be
done. Can I not eat it instead?
You can, but it will stay on your breath for at least 3 months. As long as you're prepared.
What are you on about?
You sweat it out as well. So when you eat it, when you chew it, whatever the enzymes are, they'll break down and stay around you for a while. Obviously not 3 months, like that was an exaggeration, but be prepared. Oh. Not to get too close. Probably fine to do it during social distancing time. Ginger and garlic are your friends. Those are my words of advice.
All right. So if you're going to add that to a drink, I'll add a tiny bit of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start incorporating that in the mornings instead of my peppermint tea.
Well, you can do it as well as.
Babes, that's too much liquids in one go. I'd have to space. I've had two coffees. That's probably like well over half of my liquid intake today. Let's be honest.
Right. We'll address that another time, Sarita.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Stay safe, everyone. Wrap up.
Women Who Rebrand was brought to you by Sarita Fontaine and Chioma Olaleye. If you like what you've heard, and you want to hear us again, don't forget to subscribe or follow wherever you usually catch your podcasts. We're available on all streaming platforms, including Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Breaker.